Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. In my last comment, I talked about the damage to our schools and how I thought alarming them might at least cut down on the damage caused by the low-class bums who are creating so much not only physical, but emotional damage to the buildings, equipment, and personnel. In the last few days, another school in the Fortuna area was damaged too, the Ambrosini School, I believe. They sustained broken windows and equipment damage. Well, as it was explained, just a broken window causes much more damage than it might appear on the surface due to the tiny shards of glass embedded in the carpeting, which is almost impossible to get out. In this case, several $1,000 worth of damage was incurred. One of my friends is a school bus driver and custodian at one of the outlying grammar schools. They keep their buses at the Eureka City Schools Corporation yard. He told me that the kids who vandalized the school buses and other equipment to the tune of several $1,000 worth of damage were between the ages of 9 and 12. I was shocked. When I was that age, all I thought about was where was the next candy bar coming from. Just getting into the corporation yard had to be a problem. What kind of lives did these kids live to put them in such a destructive state of mind? Then we have the jerks who threw the rocks and other debris in the dam outlet on the forest above Arcata. This was no, oh, let's go cause some trouble effort. It took some planning and special tools to get the lock and chain cut and some knowledge of what the damages would be caused by throwing debris in the pipes. The officer that I talked to when we had our little taste of vandalism was very frustrated by the fact that they could do so little to stop the vandalism, or that even when they caught them, what little good it did when the perps were out even before the officers finished their paperwork. I don't have an answer. Maybe more citizen patrols? Maybe more lights around the schools might help. We put up motion lights at our church to keep people out of the dark areas. Are they working? I don't know because I'm not there late at night. We had a street light installed across from our house and also in the alley at the church. They cost us a few dollars a month, but it's worth it. I hope you all had a nice Thanksgiving. Remember when it was just Thanksgiving and then we started on Advent and Christmas, and then they started Black Friday, stores opening at 3 a.m. or some other ridiculous time. Then Black Friday started on Thanksgiving Day, 5 or 6 in the evening. Now we have Cyber Monday. What's up with that? Can't you do that anytime? Personally, I don't buy much online. The clothes never fit, and the tools or other items, I can get them here and know what I get. Shop locally. Our barbershop chorus, the Humboldt Harmoniers, will be performing at the Old Town Chocolates and Coffee Shop in Old Town on Arts Alive Saturday night, December the 1st. Then we'll schlep up to the Eureka Inn to help unveil the Christmas tree. Come and join us. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.